Hey, welcome back to Ashes to Awesome. This podcast dives into how you can rise from the ashes of your life and create something beautiful. We will uncover solutions and bring clarity to some of life's most challenging situations. You're in the right place, so stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to Ashes to Awesome. This is episode 4, and today we are going to talk about toxic energy, which is kind of my bread and butter as an emotional healer and a life coach that focuses in emotional healing. Toxic energy and getting rid of it is my bread and butter. So I'm really excited to talk to you guys about this today. So let's hop into it. So, what is toxic energy? Toxic is defined as harmful. So toxic energy is harmful energy that you are holding on to. And so where does it come from? And this part of the answer is different for everyone. And there is no right answer as to whether your event or feeling or person is harmful enough to you. There is no right answer. But some examples of where toxic energy come from are traumatic events, like a sexual assault or a negative experience at a party or a negative experience at a family gathering. Or you can have toxic energy regarding your experience with food, your relationship with food, and you can have toxic energy around your relationship with a certain person, if a person is very toxic for you, or around a certain topic of conversation, like if you're very sensitive about your weight, or you're sensitive about the way you look, or your hair, or your life choices, or your business, or your friends, or your family, or the way you're raising your children. There are a million and one different causes of toxic energy, and there is no right and wrong answer. So your toxic energy is coming from limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. So my toxic energy that was surrounding my sexual assault, well, this traumatic event happened to me and it caused me to believe that I didn't deserve love, that I didn't deserve happiness, and that no one would ever love me. Men only wanted to use me for my body, and all of this really negative stuff that I was beginning to believe about myself. So that toxic energy started at that traumatic event of the sexual assault. And then it compounded on itself over time because I didn't deal with it. And the reason that we hang on to toxic energies is out of our subconscious mind trying to protect us. It's trying to keep us safe. So I had this negative belief that I didn't deserve love, that I don't trust men. Men are going to hurt me. And that belief was keeping me safe by not wanting me to get hurt again. It says, if you don't emotionally connect with a man, then a man can't hurt you. If you don't go on open and honest dates with men, then men can't hurt you. If you just pretend you don't care, then men can't hurt you. If you do this and that and the other thing, men can't hurt you. It was all from my subconscious trying to protect me from experiencing that event again. But the thing is that if I didn't deal with that particular belief, if I continued to believe that men were going to hurt me, men only want my body, men don't care about me, men are evil, this and that and the other thing, then how am I ever going to find happiness? I had these conflicting beliefs that I wanted a deep, soulful, loving connection, but my personal beliefs about myself and my relationships with men, they were completely crossing each other out. I couldn't have both. I couldn't believe that about men and find my soulmate. So, I skipped ahead a little bit there, but so what happens when we hold on to toxic energy? So if you've experienced a traumatic event, if you have a relationship with a person who's toxic, if you have family members that are toxic for you, whatever your toxic energy is, what happens when we hold on to it? So it can manifest physically, which it has for me many times. Often if I have something I'm not dealing with, I'll feel sick, like slightly nauseated all the time. I have a recurring injury. I pulled a muscle really, really badly in my neck probably 10 or 11 years ago. But when I am not taking care of myself emotionally, it'll flare up and my neck will get really sore and my shoulder will get really sore. It also manifests physically for different ways for different people. So it could be an old injury flaring up. It could just be that you feel sick. It could be that you're really lazy and unmotivated. It could just be that you're tired, that you're depressed. So it can definitely manifest mentally as well. I find that when there's something that I'm not dealing with, I'm also extremely lethargic, extremely prone to depressive episodes. I don't want to talk to anyone. I get all hermity. I hide in my house. I don't want to go out and be social. So there are a lot of ways that it can manifest, and it will also start to affect different areas of your life. So it will affect your relationships. If you have a significant other or your relationships with your family or your friends, it'll seep over into your job. Whatever your job is, if you're working in an office, it'll seep over into the quality of work that you do. And it'll seep over into your family life. It'll seep over into all areas of your life, your recreational habits, your self-care. When we hold on to these toxic energies, and the thing is that sometimes we don't even know that we're holding on to them. So when I first started my emotional healing journey, I had no idea that I was holding on to these things, that I could let them go. I didn't know that I didn't have to feel so threatened by men. I didn't know that I had a whole new level of power that I could step into. I didn't know that I had control over my relationship with alcohol. I didn't know I had control over my relationship with anything. I had just never gotten to a place where I looked at myself and saw, I can change this. I can change this. I can change this. So there are a lot of negative things that happen in our lives if we're holding on to toxic energies. And like I mentioned before, we hold on to them because that is our subconscious mind trying to protect us, trying to keep us from getting hurt or from failing. And that is the failure one is a big, it can be a big thing in people who have a hard relationship with food, is that they continue to overeat or emotionally eat or whatever that relationship is, because their subconscious doesn't want them to try and fail at dieting or at proper eating or at getting healthier or just having a healthier relationship with food. Your subconscious mind doesn't want you to try and fail, so just don't try at all. That is the kind of underlying message that your subconscious mind is giving you. And it's bullshit, to be completely honest. It's not a sustainable way to live, especially if you have an unhealthy relationship with food in the first place. Just continuing on like that forever is going to be really detrimental to your health in the long run. So your subconscious mind thinks that it's protecting you, but it's really not. In order to live a healthier, happier, more fulfilled life, you need to deal with these toxic energies instead of letting them deal with you. Basically, that's the long and short of it.
I just had to take a moment.
So what happens when we are able to let go of these energies? What happens? Well, things start to change. And I will tell you from my own personal experience that I went very, very deeply and very intensely into the toxic energies that I was holding on to. And I went and I dug all the way deep down into the very bottom of my soul. And I went through each issue one at a time. I went through the issue of my sexual assault. I went through the issues of being cheated on multiple times by multiple boyfriends. I went through the issues of not caring about myself and having incredibly low self-esteem. I went through the issues of my relationship with alcohol and my relationship with food and my relationship with men and my need for attention and my need to be loved by everyone around me. I mean, the list goes on forever and ever and ever. And I firmly believe that we all as people will always have something to work on. So I will always have something that I need to get better at or to improve on. Those are the same thing. But like right now, I'm working on improving my relationship with food because I have been emotionally eating. And that's probably why I've mentioned it multiple times in this episode. But I am working on fixing my relationship with food. And I know that my subconscious is saying, if you try a diet, you're going to fail. Because I've tried multiple diets before. And my logical mind says, well, you just need to start living healthier. You just need to eat more vegetables, eat less carbs, you know, like just eat the stuff that's good for you, lots of vitamins, high in fiber, and start working out. But my subconscious mind says, you know what? None of the fad diet worked. None of the fad diets, oh my goodness, fad diets worked. Every time you've tried to get healthier, you've fallen off the wagon. So I am working on fixing that level of toxic energy in myself right now because I know how to do it. I just need to do it. So the changes that happen when you let go of your toxic energy are just phenomenal. Physically, you will feel better. You won't feel nauseous anymore. You won't feel anxious anymore. You won't have those old injuries flaring up. I find for myself, when I'm able to identify an energy and let it go, I feel amazing. I feel amazing afterwards. And my shoulder will stop hurting. I'll stop feeling so nauseous. I won't have these anxiety attacks. Because right now when I'm stressed, I get an anxiety attack and I sit in my car and I just deep breathe for a few minutes because I need to breathe through it. And I stop getting those when I deal with the shit that's sitting on my heart. When I am dealing with my toxic energy, I have way, way, way less panic attacks. My mood improves so much when I am dealing with my toxic energies. I feel happier. I feel fulfilled. I feel lighter. Lila, my daughter, is way less likely to get on my nerves. I'm way less irritable. I don't fall into the blaming trap of blaming other people for my problems. There just are so many emotional things that improve after I release that toxic energy and I accept that I don't need to hold on to this anymore. I am going to let it go. It doesn't serve me. And then things just start getting better in your life. It will move over into your jobs and your relationships and your recreational activities, your families. When I was having a lot of toxic energy in a job of mine, regarding my relationship with my boss, my relationship with my coworkers suffered. My relationship with my boyfriend at home suffered because I was taking it home with me. And when I was able to let it go, and I actually, you know, let the job go, I was able to reconnect with my coworkers, and I still talk to them to this day. And I was able to not bring that kind of stress and pressure home anymore and like lay it on my boyfriend. I didn't have to, you know, feel stressed. I didn't have to have a panic attack on my way to work every day. And it just flows over into every different facet of your life. So I want to give you guys a couple of techniques today on how you can let go of whatever toxic energy is in your life. And I just want to let you guys know that if you want to talk about it further or see it, ask any questions, see if I can help, you can definitely reach out to me through my website, which I will talk about at the end, or on Facebook at The Rachel Wish. So how can we let toxic energy go? Well, the absolute first thing that anyone has to do in order to let something go is to decide that they are going to let something go. So you need to decide on what it is. What is this toxic energy? Is it surrounding a person, an event? Is it surrounding a relationship? Is it coming from your self-esteem or your relationship with food or your relationship with your best friend or your sister, your brother, your parents? Or is there some specific event that you are holding on to? So first of all, decide the toxic energy that you want to let go of, and then decide that you are going to let go of it. And that part is so, so important, because I have found that people will say, oh, you know what? I don't want to hold on to my sexual assault anymore. I want to let it go. But they're not really dedicated to letting it go. They're not ready to let it go. They're not ready to change their belief system about themselves and about men or women or whoever they're holding this toxic energy about. They're not ready to change that, and you have to be ready to change, and there is nothing that I can do to make you ready. So you have to decide, and that is going to be the most important step of letting go of any of this toxic energy, is you decide. I'm ready to let this go. I don't want it anymore. It is only hurting me. It doesn't serve me. Get out of here. So that is the first step. And if that's the only step you do, it still is so, so important. I don't want this anymore. I'm letting it go. And the next thing is to write a letter. And this is my favorite one. It's my favorite one. I find it to be so therapeutic to write a letter. So I want you to write a letter concerning all of the details about this person, place, event, whatever it is that you're trying to let go. I want you to write out a full, long letter about all of the details surrounding that energy. So as an example, I wrote a letter to my ex-boss that I was having problems with. And it included our entire relationship from beginning to end. It included all the good stuff and the bad stuff. And it included my feelings along the way. And the important part of this letter is to be super, super honest with yourself. You need to be honest about your role in what happened. And I just want to be super clear right now that I am not at all victim blaming. Okay, but you need to be honest with yourself about your own role in what is happening, because no one knows better than you what happened to you. So if you are not going to be honest and say, okay, well, you know, they did this, I did this, they did this. If you only include what they did and you don't include what you did, then the letter's not going to work. There's no point in wasting your time if you're not going to be honest. And if you're afraid of someone finding out, don't worry about that. I'll get to that in a second. No one's ever going to read the letter. But you need to be honest with yourself. And the only way you can move past any of this is if you're completely, completely honest. And I just feel like I'm probably beating a dead horse, but be honest. So after you've written out this letter, you're going to do a burning ceremony. And I want you to fold up the letter, take it with you wherever you're burning it, and then I want you to open it up and read it out loud. And when you are reading it, allow yourself to feel everything that comes up. Allow yourself to feel all the feelings, feel every single emotion that you feel regarding this event or this person or this thing. And just close your eyes at the end of it and say out loud, I am releasing this. I am not hanging on to this anymore. This doesn't serve me. This doesn't have power over me. I don't want to hold on to this anymore. I'm not going to be angry about this anymore. And just give yourself permission to let it go. It's so, so important to give yourself permission. And then throw it into the fire. Fire pit, fireplace, you know, just burn it on the concrete if that's what you want to do, or if that's all you have access to, it doesn't matter, just burn it. So that is my number one technique that I would recommend for releasing toxic energy for multiple reasons, because you relive the situation, you read it out loud, so you re-feel all of the things that you felt / are holding on to and are still affecting you, and you are giving yourself permission out loud to stop holding on to it, to let it go, to just let it go off into the universe. It's not your problem anymore. And then you set it on fire, which is always fun. So that is technique number one. And technique number two for today is meditation. And I think meditation is so important on so many levels, in so many different ways. It's so important for a lot of reasons. But for this in particular, after your burning ceremony, go do a meditation, and it'll help you really accept that you don't have to hold on to it. It'll help you accept all of your feelings surrounding it and just feel them and love yourself through it and forgive yourself for holding on to it. Self-forgiveness can be so important. So do a good meditation and just sit on it, think about it, think about what just happened and how you're feeling and if you're releasing everything, and just love yourself through it. Give yourself a little bit of patience. If you haven't let it go completely, it's absolutely okay. It takes practice, and sometimes it takes more than one letter. If you reflect and you find that you weren't completely honest or you missed something, then just write another letter. It's not a big deal. Do another burning ceremony. Do some more meditations. Like, these are things that you can do over and over and over again, but I know for a fact that they work. So if the burning ceremony didn't work, you may want to go back and evaluate how honest you were in your letter. But, so those are the two techniques that I wanted to give you today. I suggest doing them together, doing the letter and burning ceremony, and then doing the meditation afterwards to kind of solidify your new beliefs and to let go of the old ones and just give yourself permission to let it go. That's so important. So that is pretty much it for today. I'm really glad that we got to have this chat on toxic energy and releasing toxic energy. It's kind of my jam. So if you want to talk more about any of this stuff, please feel free to reach out. I would love to chat. And I would love to hear what you guys are thinking about the content so far and all of that. So with that being said, I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ashes to Awesome today. If you find yourself struggling with some emotional baggage, or you are trying to work through something and finding it really challenging, please reach out to me. I would love to chat with you. So you can book a session on my website at rachelwishcoaching.com. You can book a free clarity call and we can chat. So I would love to be able to help you guys, and I will see you on the next episode.